shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known freaking universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, Lord Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. Actually, even if he doesn't like it, he'll read it because he just wants to participate. Be his friend. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or just go to Twitch and search for ESPN975, and you will see our not-so-beautiful faces, but that's all right. We're happy to have you. Put your comments there. It's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Hope everybody's doing well. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Just in a fantastic mood, ready to rock and roll today.
All right.
Yeah. Very.
What's so special today?
I just had a very productive meeting with the boss on some things we're going to be doing down the road. And, I'm really excited. So I've had a lot of good ideas over the years. I've hit a lot of singles and doubles. This is my grand slam.
Oh, boy.
I'm so fired up. Can't tell people yet, but when I do, it's going to be badass.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's a heavy sales pitch right there you just made.
Well, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Off air, but it's something that's really going to be great for our entire company. So I'm tired about that. And in these trying times, it's nice to have a vision and a plan that can really take you forward. So I think it'll be really exciting.
All right.
So just in a great mood today. Ready to have some fun on the show.
That is exciting, Fred. Congratulations on your mood.
I've been in a great mood ever since I got back in studio. It's really hard to stay pissed off at people when you're in when you're at home.
Yeah.
It's okay. We did fine with the shows, but it just doesn't feel right. But you get in here and you feel like,
well, don't badmouth it too much because I'm nervous.
I know you are. You've been following along with the fear-mongering
I'm a
crowd.
Sheep. Bah, bah.
No, but I don't blame you because people are just... I mean, some of the stuff in the media today just drives me
nuts. Are you going to complain about our media, too?
No, I'm not going to go...
Josh was doing?
I know you want to get into that, but there was a Chronicle thing this morning, and every word in the headline was pejorative. It's like heading for disaster and all this stuff. Then we find out today from the medical center people, it's like, no, we think we can handle it. Everything out there is just so worst case scenario. And I was reading a story and it's like, okay, there's this many cases. There's this. And oh, by the way, we think this. And that's the positive at the very end. It's like, okay, maybe we could balance this stuff a little better so that we're not scaring the hell out of people all the time. And there's a thing in there about how people are so anxious. It's like, well, yeah, if they read the headlines and watch the news, of course they're anxious. You guys are bringing out all the scariest possible stuff. It's like going to the doctor and, he says, hey, you might have a cold. You might have cancer. Well, which one are you going to focus on? Say, oh, my God. Speaking of cancer, I want to say congratulations to my mom who completed her radiation therapy today. She had 30 sessions of it. She's now cancer free and got to ring the bell. So
very cool.
Props to my mom.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Like all the women in my family are tough old broads. So what'd you want to get Josh on?
Well, it's you too now. You've gotten in the way of it too because you're bitching about the media, which the media is not perfect here. Of course it's not. But the media in this country, as much as it gets thrown in the mud, drugged through the mud on Twitter.com, particularly by you know who. One political leaning group who likes to call everything fake news and says the media is what's tearing this country apart. You got to remember to put it into perspective. And when you say something like that, you're saying it because this is probably the only place you've lived. And you have an expectation of what the media should be in a perfect world, where you've got to remember there's places in this world where the media, the quote-unquote media, is literally just a mouthpiece for whoever the emperor or the grand poobah or the Ultimo Dragon or whoever the head dude.
Ultimo Dragon? I like that. Yeah. That's what I want to be, the Ultimo Dragon of
well,
the United
that
States.
Was a professional wrestler in the 90s.
Damn.
But whoever is in charge, they're simply a mouthpiece for that person. And if they choose to say something otherwise, well, they're no longer media and they may no longer be alive. So while the news isn't perfect, and I will say the media in our country, particularly in the last 20 years or so, has gone from being like actual reporting to now you're pandering to one base or the other, depending on who owns your media corporation. So I do agree that sucks, but it's for us to sift through and figure out what we want to take from it. Whereas, and a lot of it is both sides reporting the same story, just in very, very different ways, which, I mean, I guess that's to be expected. If you're hearing a story from two people with different views on the story, you expect it to sound different. But what I won't say is that we have a terrible media in this country, because I would say we have one of the greatest medias in this world, at least relative to our opponents. You ancient alien theorists may have better medias in, you know, I don't even know a name of another solar system or wherever your people are coming from.
Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Much better media.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm not going to completely disagree with you. I think holding us to the same standard as China and North Korea is a little ridiculous, because, you know, we're supposed to be better than that. And yeah, do we have a better media than China and North Korea? Absolutely. But is it as good as it should be for our country? And no. And I don't think anybody can tell me that it is. And it's not because the president calls them fake news. It's because what you talked about, who owns you?
Yes.
And the owners of every media outlet have biases.
News is now it's a business. That's
it is
the
a business.
Problem.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. And there's a lot of ways to avoid this. And you know, it's basically, newspapers used to be sort of the last bastion of that, and they're going away. Whether it's 5 years or 10 years, they're going to be gone. And even they now are not reporting the news down the middle like they're supposed to,
because they all got bought by big media companies.
And not only that, that doesn't get any page views,
right?
That's everything is about, you know, how many clicks can we get so we can sell ads, so that we can write more stories. And it doesn't mean that everybody's doing it, but it's hard to find legitimate media companies you can trust. And you know, even AP, which is the one that I tend to go to, so many of the stories come off to me as slanted, in that it's like, hey, we're going to get more hits if we talk about the rise in cases and this and this and this and this. And then all the way down at the bottom, there's a paragraph that's the one positive thing that's going on. Oh, deaths are way down.
Right.
Okay. I had to read all the way there to get to the one bit of good news. And so I feel like, and both, and they're doing it on two excuse me, Rona.
Oh, no.
They're doing it on both sides. And that's the problem. There's sides now. There's not down the middle reporting the way there should be. And that they're going, whatever side you're on, that's how you're going to report. And it's frustrating, because, you know, as somebody who came up being taught the exact opposite of that, and spending most of my early career doing the exact opposite of that, it's hard to watch. So, no, it's not as bad. It's not evil. It's not the worst thing in the world. But it's not as good as it needs to be. And we can be better, and we should be better when it comes to our media. And it doesn't help that they do just enough dumb things to make the fake news group look like they're right sometimes.
Right. Well, here's another example, and we didn't really get into it too much last week. when it was happening. But Tucker Carlson, who I know you are a big fan of.
I like to call him Tuck.
Tuck.
Friar Tuck.
Tucker Carlson, who has been under a lot of fire lately because he does not like woke culture at all. And he does not like the idea of removing any statues. And really,
or of being anything but white.
He's also not really down with businesses who are coming out and saying that we've mistreated black people for some time. But he also did a story a while back about Karen McDougal. I don't know if you remember her, the playmate who he labeled as a presidential extortionist. And she accused him of basically getting down with the press. She said she got down with the president and got paid hush money to not talk about it, which I'll get to that on a different show. I don't like it if you pay a woman hush money after having relations with her and then she still snitches. That sucks.
Yeah, that's not fair. I mean, that's
not cool.
It's a violation of a contract.
But that said, here's the deal. On Wednesday of last week, Fox News, their attorneys came out and said, reasonable viewers of our station, they don't look to Tucker Carlson for the news or for facts. They're here to be entertained by Tucker Carlson. And but, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who look at Anderson Cooper the same way on the other side. That's part of the problem.
Well, the problem is what you just said, on the other side.
Yes.
News
is now political. You're one corner or the other. And news is now entertainment. How do you get more ratings? In the old days, it was you got more ratings if you had Walter Cronkite, who was the most reasonable newsman. He was
Dan Rather.
Yeah, and it was Peter Jennings, and it was like a contest to see who could have the most credible, believable man telling you the news. Now, for the most part, they were all telling the same news, which, you know, you can call that boring, but I call it actual news. Like, they were reporting an actual story. Now, all these companies are owned by, you know, all these stations are owned by massive media companies that either have a right lean or a left lean, and they know that, and even if they don't, like, if I was Rupert Murdoch, I would have, like, Fox News is the most brilliant thing ever.
Absolutely.
And if I were a bleeding heart liberal, and I was Rupert Murdoch, and I had the choice, I would still start Fox News because that's the cash cow.
Yeah.
Like, I always wonder to myself, and Aaron, you'll probably dispute this because you know this guy. I mean, would it shock you if Michael Berry turns off his headset at the end of the show and goes, God, these people are morons. They just eat it all up. Like, I mean, do you think he's one of these guys who believes everything he says?
I'm not going to say he believes 100%, but having talked to him and known him for a couple of years when I was over there, a good 75% to 90% of it is honest coming from him.
But a lot, I mean, I think it.
But
would
I think
it
there's some times where he knows
guys
that
he's
pouring gas on a fire,
oh.
And he's going to say something. That's just my opinion on it.
I think any political talk people, there's got to be some out there. And if you're a Republican pretending to be a Democrat, that's probably not the smartest move because liberal talk radio, as someone who digs into some ratings every now and again, liberal talk radio, not all that successful.
In fact, there's very few liberal TV shows that are successful.
Yep.
I think, you know, Bill Maher's probably the one. Jon Stewart had a lot of success for a long time.
Yes.
But Bill Maher's probably the only one. And it's not a ratings mover. And the reason is the demographic you're going for, that's not it.
Unless you consider Stephen Colbert a political show. It kind of is, despite the fact it's a late night entertainment show.
It became much more when he took over for Letterman.
I think he also played into the hand he was dealt.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, who were kicking the crap out of Colbert early on. Colbert's the man now, and there's one word that explains why Colbert's the man now. Trump. If Trump wouldn't have come around, I don't know if Colbert would still be on the air.
But he's still less political than he was with his Comedy Central show, which was a parody of being conservative, and it was really the exact opposite.
Yes.
Which I still miss that show. I thought that was a good show. Hilarious. But hey, let's take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Man, you learn something new every day.
What'd you learn?
Lamont dropping knowledge on me. He tweeted, he said, you mean the Michael Berry that crashed his car at a gay bar?
What?
That's what I said, and then Lamont sent me the link from 2012, February of 2012. So I was here, but I guess I didn't. In 2012, I don't think I really knew how big of a deal Michael Berry was in this town.
Yeah.
But, according to a bouncer at TC's Show Bar in Montrose, Michael Berry left the club where he was attending as a patron at 11 p.m. on January 31st. The bouncer, Tudaria Bennett, said Berry drove in reverse for 70 feet, hit Bennett's car, and drove away. Bennett wrote down the license plate, which was registered to Berry, identified Berry in a photograph. Security footage of Berry inside the club has been turned over to police. So, I didn't know that.
I've gone to gay bars.
As have I.
I mean, it's not a big deal. It's like
I've gone to gay bars too, and I went I haven't been to a gay bar in some time, but I used to go to gay bars when I was in the Army, when I lived in Nashville, because I was underaged, and the gay bars tended to have a looser policy on who they would serve alcohol to. So when I was 19 years old, I could go into the gay bar in Nashville, and no one was asking for my ID because I was a young, handsome soldier.
well, there's that. Okay. But, I did not have that going for me.
Oh,
but, yeah.
Yes. I was in, I had a six pack. So they were like, come on in, trooper. So, you know, there was that. I'm also not a conservative radio host. And it shows some of his tweets that are not exactly great to homosexuals. Mm. I find that interesting.
I have a couple of friends that we hang out with, and I like to go to their bars sometimes, and everybody's always so nice to us. You know, it's just cool. I mean most gay people I know are fantastic. I'd rather hang out with them. 281 says the problem, guys, most media leans left. See, that's a misconception. It really doesn't. There's basically the left-leaning media has a lot less of a reach now. And if you want to talk about individuals, when I was at the newspaper, yeah, there were a lot of liberals in the room, and it was frustrating. And there were decisions made based on that, even though they'd like to pretend it was right down the middle. But that's a misconception. Most media doesn't lean left anymore because that doesn't get clicks. So 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And as always, another reason is talk radio is about the only platform conservatives have over Democrats. Again, not true. Television.
I mean, Fox News.
Fox News is killing everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think now here's what I will say. I think that especially for radio, the amount and not a lot of conservative talk stations are on the FM dial. And if you look at the demographics that listen to AM radio, typically old white people, old white men. And if you also were to break down the voting habits of old white men, I would say that they lean heavily to the right. So that's not a coincidence, but that, I mean, the people who listen to AM radio happen to be the people who are most interested in, you know, conservative politics.
And
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, everybody, I can't lie. If you told me I could make, you know, damn near seven figures a year, pretending to be a conservative talk show host, I'd probably go ahead and do it. I'd probably figure out a way.
A few years at least and put all that money
away. To dodge landmines and, like, sure, there's going to be people who call you racist, but, like...
They do anyway. You're getting that now. Might as well get the money, right?
Exactly. People think I'm racist now. Like, if I were Will Kane or... Clay Travis is the king of this, which I always laugh at Doug Gottlieb, because Doug Gottlieb really, he was first to market for this.
Swing and a miss.
And somehow Clay Travis is just better at it than him. And Doug Gottlieb's like, damn it. I went out on this semi-racist limb, and now I'm not even as big as Clay
you're
Travis.
You're not committed at that point.
Yeah.
Now, you can't go back now, so you're like, oh, they want to be able to do their hair in cornrows and sag their britches, and then you look like a fool on Twitter.com. But yeah, Clay Travis, like, is there a good chunk of the audience that calls Clay Travis racist? Absolutely. I don't know Clay Travis to know if he's actually a racist in real life or he's playing a character for money. I firmly believe, and I think this happens in all types of media. Do you think Stephen A. Smith believes half of what he says, really? Or Skip Bayless?
No, of course not.
No.
But this gets back to what I've always said. This started in sports, and now it's moved over to important things, and that's why it's such a problem. And somebody says, I have to disagree with you. Google and Yahoo are super far left. Google and Yahoo are not news organizations.
No.
They're not. That's the problem. You're getting your news from Twitter and Google and Yahoo, and
people are getting their news from Facebook.
Yeah, and that's even worse.
Go ask where Mark Zuckerberg's money goes. I got news for you. It ain't left. Now that may have something to do with him being a multi-billionaire. But yeah, that's just... I don't think that the media is specific, and I think that was there a time when there, and it's almost like the old school people. There was a time when it was this way, so now everybody assumes it's always that way, and it's like Hollywood. You can't. Jewish people run Hollywood, is what you'll hear, and I mean, are there Jewish people in Hollywood? Yeah.
Is Harvey Weinstein?
Do they run Hollywood? I don't think that, or like they run all the banks. I don't think that's true. I think that's just like a myth that we all people just assume is real.
And people want to disagree with me. It's like academia, Hollywood, social media, urban jurisdictions, all liberal run. That's not the conversation we're having. You said media. We're talking about the media. Hollywood doesn't count. Academia is not the media. And social media is certainly not media. Social media is a joke. And you've heard me say that about Twitter. And it's, you know, that's all great, but you can't pull those things in and say, oh, that's the media. We're talking specifically about conservative talk on radio rules. It does very well on TV as well.
O'Doyle rules.
You know? So, guys, just, you know, I love how everybody wants to make this. Oh, but look, they have this. When we stop doing that bleep and actually say, you know what, I'm going to pay attention to what these guys say so I can make my own mind up.
Well,
then
the other
we'll get
thing
somewhere.
Is, and you know what, I don't watch the news on television. I get my news from the internet. But my dad is an old single man, and he lives with my aunt, who's an old widowed lady. And they disagree vehemently politically. My dad is a hardcore liberal, what you guys would call a libtard. And my aunt is what you guys would call a Trumper. So they are very different. And they fight over the television because they want the news to come at them from the people that make them feel good about what they believe. So my dad only wants to watch CNN. And if it's on Fox News, he is bitching. And my aunt's like, why are we watching CNN all day? It's nothing but lies. And I mean, it is, but that's what they want. They want to get their news from as basically a massage to their own beliefs.
Right. Well, and that's,
and that's not what news
but
is.
But that's what everybody wants now. They don't want to think. And again, I'm going to dispute you, 337. He says, Fox News is it. All other media is liberal. That's just dumb, man. He said, mainstream leans hard left. What is the mainstream media now, specifically? Can you explain that to me? And I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but there's a few things I know a little bit more about than you guys, and media is one of them. And, you know, just this, oh, all this is left or all this is right, isn't accurate. You pick out the ones you don't like, and that makes them mainstream. And, listen, I'm glad that the right wing has a voice. I am. And it didn't have one for a long time until Rush Limbaugh. And those are the guys who are making all the money. But you can't just make statements like that because you heard Rush say that. That's not accurate.
Yeah.
Just be accurate. See, that's the thing. All I'm asking you to do is look at everything. If you're going to get into this subject, and I'm glad that people do, because you do need to be questioning your media. The first thing you should be asking is, you know, who's making this decision? What's their agenda? And then if you decide there's not an agenda, great. And everybody has one. You just have to figure out what it is. Is it fair that we have to do that? No, we shouldn't have to. People don't want to think that much. So all you do is you listen to whatever side you agree with says. And if one side comes out and says, oh, the mainstream media is liberal. It was when Rush Limbaugh started. It was very much so. It's not anymore. And that's not going to make you any money. Believe me, I would love to do a conservative talk show in the city. I would be rich.
Well, I've got good news for our audience today. Next, I want to go to a very right-wing story. Like you guys, you guys who are on the right side, you guys are going to love the next segment. And then after that, I want to do a segment that the right side is then going to hate. And the left side is going to like. So we'll get to it all on the Blitz today.
All right, we'll be right back.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Here's one for you. Does The Blitz not talk about sports anymore? All you guys talk about nowadays is politics. What did I miss?
Well,
I got some sports for you.
Give me the box scores from last night, Aaron.
Hey, Liverpool locked up the Premier League today. And Chelsea with a big win over Man City, 2-1.
Okay.
There's your sports. Very excited about Chelsea's victory.
What about the KBO? How are the Dinos doing, Aaron? Do you know?
The NC Dinos today.
I know they've got a healthy lead still, but it has shrunk.
I don't know about their division lead, but they beat the KT Wiz 3-1.
Yeah, the Wiz. The Wiz are so terrible.
How are the Wyverns doing?
Let me see.
The SK Wyverns, right?
Yeah.
They lost to Doosan 14-6.
Ah!
SK is 13-31. Okay. They are the second team. They are the second worst team in the league.
Well, at least they're numerically balanced.
I guess they played a doubleheader today because the KT Wiz also beat the NC Dinos in another game 19-6.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dinos now only have a 3-game lead over the next best team in the KBO.
I was very upset. I asked Aaron to put the Chelsea match on the TV, and it lasted for about 8 seconds before we got the weather thing on it.
Satellite wouldn't give us any signal.
Yeah, so I couldn't watch the game, so I had to watch it on my computer.
Not to alarm
Aaron
you, AJ.
Aaron can't control all of that.
But that 19-6 loss falls on... Your guy Koo Chang Mo was on the bump for that.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
4 innings pitched, 8 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts.
What? So that's his first loss of the season.
I believe so.
Yeah. I told you he was a phony.
He had so he gave up 4 earned runs, you said?
4 earned runs.
Well, in his first 8 starts, he'd given up a total of 5 earned runs.
Well, now he sucks. It
Man, happens.
Maybe they figured him out.
I bet there was a lot of people who lost money on that, like on DraftKings and stuff, because Kuchang Mo is like, he's basically the Justin Verlander, Mike Trout hybrid of Korean baseball on DraftKings. You have to pay everything to have him on your team, and basically everybody pays it, because if they don't, they've got no chance of winning. But this time it cost him.
So from the 4 innings he pitched today, his ERA was a 9.
Oof.
That dude sucks.
His ERA for the season, though, I mean, he's losing it. It's 1.37.
Oh, it's over 1?
Oof.
I wanted to get into, and Lamont sent this to me, and I had some some other things that are doing this same thing. The word master is now being canceled. But like sommelier, like the wine people, they're no longer going to be called master sommelier. Like it's that's apparently it is now racist. So the name of the organization isn't going to change, but usually they call each other master, like the master of wine. That you're not going to be that anymore. Now you're going to be like the wine guy. And Lamont sent
me
this
grand overlord,
the
wine
Ultimo
guy.
Dragon of
yeah,
wine.
I think there's some other things you could use.
Yeah,
wine overlord. I like that.
HAR, which I think is what is it? Houston Area Realty Realtors. Okay, no, the Houston Association of Realtors is no longer going to use the word master to describe bedrooms and bathrooms on its listing service.
Shame.
It will now be referred to as primary bedroom and primary bathroom.
Hey, man, f*** that.
I don't understand. Like, I get canceling, you know, like people are mad about Confederate general statues. Like, I can understand that. Buildings named after slave owners. I can kind of understand that. The word master, just like the NFL decided to go away from owners. And now
NBA.
Oh, the NBA. That's
yeah.
right. What are they called
governors.
Now? Governors. The governors. Like
yeah, that doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound a whole lot better. But now master. So owner and master. Now they lose all. Because they were associated with that time period. Those words are now canceled. That's the most unbelievable. Like, what about Master Lock? Like, they've got a business to run, okay?
Well, did you see the Dixie Chicks drop the Dixie? They're now just the Chicks?
Well, yeah. And you have to, right? Because, A, I mean, when's the last time you really thought about the Dixie Chicks? You know what? We mentioned them on this show maybe a month or two ago when we were talking about the song Landslide, the Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah, we did.
And how it's been covered very well by very many bands.
Best by the Pumpkins.
But we call them the D-Chicks. And now they're just going with the Chicks. Yeah. I think the D-Chicks would have been hotter for one.
As long as they like D.
Yeah.
832 says, I have a master's degree.
Not anymore.
So
don't.
Do I. Do I have to change that?
Well, now you guys have a
primary
extra school degree.
I went 2 years to get that.
Went to school longer than I needed to. Degree.
Paid a lot of money. Yeah, well, it's pretty useless. For
extra debt degree.
Yeah, listen, none of my schooling has paid off, Fred. None of it. Zero of my education.
The only thing I was able to use it for was when I wanted to teach.
Yeah.
In college.
I don't ever want to teach.
281 says Master Frodo is canceled. Well, such a shire.
As they should be. Yeah. So I think it's ridiculous. I think the word master, like it doesn't only invoke slavery. I mean, what about chess? Like chess masters. And I heard someone talking about the game chess because, like, do they have to change the rules of chess because the white piece always goes first in chess? So they need to change the rules of chess. There's some, like I said, there's some things I understand that may be offensive to people. I've never heard. I've got to talk to my cousin about this. She is a real estate broker. I'm going to ask her, have you ever shown a house to a black couple, and when you show them the master bedroom, they just turn around and walk out?
Well, that's a really crappy master bedroom.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's be honest here.
What are we going to go do with about masturbation now?
Oh, that's just bation.
Or are we just going to call it self-bation?
Funny, as soon as you said that, I saw about three texts that said the same thing.
Yeah, we can't get rid of those.
Can't wait to get home and primary bait.
Yeah, primary bation. Which I guess kind of makes sense, but... Yeah, the word master, I'm not...
Okay, so we're all just baiters now, according to
the G-Town. I'm not getting on board with this. I'm not getting on board with canceling words, especially words that have a lot of other context. Now, the N-word, I would say the N-word's effectively canceled. Anyone who says it now you're a pariah. It's and deservedly so. That's a word that was only associated with negativity. But... That's not what I just said. Isn't funny, Fred.
No, what the text I just read is.
But the words master and owner, like those are associated with things other than negativity. And just because there was a time when they were tied to that, doesn't mean that the word should just go away.
281. So I'm governor baiting now. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, what's Eric going to be now? Is he not the master brewer at Carbach? Mm. El Frodo says the Jedi are not going to like this.
What about the MasterCard?
Matt says, what will Metallica change their lyrics to in Master of Puppets? Obey Ooh. Your primary.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Greg says, isn't calling a girl chick somewhat derogatory as well? I don't know about that. I've never been... I call women chicks all the time, and I called... guys, dudes, chicks and dudes. I don't, if that's, well, that might get me canceled someday. I imagine that, you know what? One day when I'm up for nomination for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, they're going to look back on my tapes and they're going to say, that guy called a lady a chick. And
yeah, remember that guy got all mad at you when we were at Tubelos?
Yeah, Tubelos.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. I was an intern at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, a guy was like shouting me down, and
because he served his country, and that was disrespectful.
Yes, and then I had to tell him, "Oh, I also served my country, sir," and then he shut up.
Yeah, apparently, it made it okay for you to call them chicks.
If you serve your country, you're allowed to call women chicks.
If I remember right, I think he was in the Navy too.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, Daniel wants to know about what are the odds they make the PGA change the name of the Masters.
Oh, those guys.
I've seen a petition for that already.
Good luck with that. Those people are
the slowest to move on racial issues. I mean,
now, sir, that's not fair. we allow minorities at Augusta, Georgia now. Just one, of course.
Now, that is the most screwed up organization ever.
I'd say Tiger Woods really set us back. If why did he have to be so damn good at golf? Where did he learn that game? Who taught him? That's who needs to be banished. Who taught him? I can picture the conversations when Tiger Woods, they were like, God, we got to start letting black guys in. This guy's too good. Like, damn it. I want to know where he learned. They want to cancel them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're not going away from Masters. All right. Now on the other side, since I've just tried to protect words like master and owner from being canceled, I want to talk about the Bubba Wallace thing. And I want to take a side that if you're right leaning, you're going to say, "I thought I liked that guy," and then you're not going to like me anymore.
Well, and I've got something later that if you are right leaning, you'll agree with me on.
We're going to take you back and forth.
Yeah.
And this is a roller coaster.
It's going to confuse you guys who think you have to be one way or the other.
Yes.
Can't wait. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. 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 D.I.
guess who's back.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock tonight at 7. 832, at what point are we overcorrecting? Now they're talking about replacing the national anthem with "This Land Is My Land." Yeah, there's some soccer team in Oklahoma doing it.
Josh was right, and we've talked about this for a long time. Why is there a need to play the national anthem before sports match games?
I've always wondered that.
It doesn't make sense.
Let's say you're in a bar and they play it. Nobody stands up then, and you're watching the same game. I don't know that there's a need for it, but I guess it's tradition.
So yesterday, the noose gate at Talladega was resolved, and basically there were people saying NASCAR overreacted. It was nothing but a door pull. They shouldn't have even put out that statement. It wasn't a big deal. Well, the photo came out today, and I'm not going to lie. I don't care if it's attached to the garage door or not. Like, that's a noose. I was picturing it being like a slip knot with one or two hitch loops at the top.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were picturing because I was thinking the same thing.
But once you like start stacking up the loops at the top...
Yeah, what's the number that makes it a noose?
That's a good question. Is there an official number?
I would think at least six loops.
Okay. I think I've heard 13.
Okay. Well, I was being conservative.
But or maybe that's not it. I don't know. So let's look it up.
Somebody says yes, 13.
Okay, the hangman's knot. Here is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Let's see if it number of coils on the hangman's knot. The classic hangman's knot was largely developed in the United States.
Wonder why.
Yeah. Each additional coil adds friction to the knot, which makes the noose harder to pull closed or open. Grover Cleveland was a sheriff in Erie County. He performed two hangings. He was advised by a more experienced sheriff to grease the rope with tallow and run it through the knot a few times to ensure rapid closure with the drop. 6 to 8 loops are normal when using natural ropes. The number 13 was thought to be unlucky. Consequently, in myth, 13 coils were found in a hangman's noose, a foreboding sign for those convicted to be hanged. So that's not real.
Okay, so it's just...
So 6 to 8 is normally the way it goes.
All right, okay, so I was right.
Wow. So the question then becomes, like, if you see something fashioned like that, if you see the door pull fashioned like that, and I wasn't in the Navy, so I don't know everything about knots, but I know you can tie a slip knot without having 6 to 8 coils wrapped around it also. If I happened to be the only black driver in NASCAR, or I was on the team of the only black driver in NASCAR, and I open up the garage door and I see that, I might go, damn, I might want to look into this. Now that we know that it was allegedly not put there in a menacing fashion, it doesn't mean that some hillbilly thought it would be funny to tie his doorknob, door pull into a noose, in October or whenever it happened. Maybe unknowing that Bubba Wallace was going to be there. I don't think he would have had any way of knowing that. Or maybe should we question why was Bubba Wallace assigned to that particular garage? I mean, there's lots of things that could have come from it. What I don't think is a mistake, or what I don't think is real, is that NASCAR overreacted. I think NASCAR had to react this way, and I'd much rather err on the side of caution and be like, well, guys, turns out it's nothing. This thing's been up since October. But now that I've seen it, there's no way to say, well, it didn't look like they just tied it in a slip knot to help pull it down. Like, no, that's a noose. That's what a noose looks like in my head. I was actually giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like,
I was too.
I was like, I bet it was just like a slip knot and with probably a half hitch tied at the top, so it's easy to grab and pull down. But no, that's a full blown noose. So I understand why they reacted the way they did. I mean, I'm glad that it's, assuming it wasn't intentional by anybody at any point, I'm glad that it wasn't put there for Bubba Wallace. But I think the dumber move would have been to pretend like it didn't happen. And if you're on the team of the only black guy, you cannot see that and pretend like it didn't happen. I think that would be even more foolish.
Yeah, I'm going to choose to focus on the positive here, the way those guys came together the next day. And I like the the togetherness they showed and all that. And I think that's what we should focus on, whether it was intentional or not at this point. Let's look at the fact that it brought those guys together and made NASCAR look like they weren't a bunch of racists, which, you know, who knows? Man, the text and the Twitch guys are on fire today. It says, canceling the word master is discrimination towards the BDSM community.
That's true.
As a slave to my daddy and master, I'm offended. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it looks bad, no question. I don't know what's in the other ones, but if they all look like that, nobody would have come forward, right?
Yeah.
So, well, we come back. I'm going to go back to the right a little bit on something, if that's okay.
Okay.
But right,
we're going to keep the ping pong match going.
Yeah, and then you can figure out where we go after that. But I've got a rant against the snowflakes when we come back. And right now, though, we got the man, Lawyer Dave, who, it doesn't matter if you're right or left. If you wrong one of the blitzers, he's going to beat your ass. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, I don't care. Right, left, upside down, doesn't matter to me. If you've been hurt in any kind of an accident and it's not your fault, I don't care when, where, or how. Give me a call at 713-626-8900. I'm based in Houston, David Mestemaker. But I'll travel anywhere, anytime for the right case. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you basically don't get paid until your client wins. So there's no money up front. If they're hurt and they need to go to a doctor, you got that covered.
You bet. We gamble together, my clients and me. We do it on a contingency fee, so they don't pay any money out of pocket at all until we win. Same thing with medical care. If somebody's hurt and doesn't have the money or the transportation to get to a doctor, I'll find him a doctor that'll treat him without any money up front, and I'll get him an Uber to get back and forth.
Yeah, and if it's not something you handle, you'll send him to somebody else, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if somebody calls me about something that is unusual or not in my field of expertise, I've done this 31 years. I know a lot of people, and I'll gladly send them to anybody. And, of course, no fee involved at all.
And just curious, ¿cómo se dice Lawyer Dave is a badass in Espanol?
Okay. Abogado David es un pendejo grande.
El Tigre Tejano. So, yes, he does speak Spanish. Tell him how to
get it. We have Spanish speakers for sure. you almost caught me on that one, Fred.
Tell them how to get in touch with you again, man.
Call me, fellas and ladies, at 713-626-8900 or LawyerDave.com or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw or by all means get a hold of me through my buddy Fred.
Yeah, you can always DM me on Twitter or send me an email. Either way, I'll get you in touch if you can't remember all that. Okay, what do they do if they need a lawyer?
They better dial Dave. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. It's a shame on me now. I blew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
ESPN 97.5.